SRN News, I'm John Scott. Donald Trump is the GOP candidate to beat today in the nation's first in-the-nation primary at New Hampshire.
After cruising to victory in last week's Iowa caucuses, the former president leads Nikki Haley in New Hampshire polls by double digits. Trump's hoping to knock Haley out of the race, while the former ambassador and governor is seeking an upset victory. It's a two-person contest in the Republican primary following the recent departures by Ron DeSantis and Vivek Ramaswamy.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. St. Anselm College political scientist Chris Galdery says there are usually a lot more candidates in the New Hampshire primary.
You have a front runner, you have a challenger, you have a scrappy, motivated candidate who's pushing for third, you know, a couple folks hoping for miracles. And now we don't just have fewer candidates with DeSantis out. We've really just got Trump and Haley, and that's it.
Political scientist Chris Galdery. Also at SRNNews.com, military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, tells the Salem Radio Network, the U.S. current response to the Houthis' attack doesn't make sense economically.
It's costing us a bundle. You know, we're using weapon systems against primitive rockets and drones that are costing us many, many millions of dollars.
McGinnis says a better, albeit temporary, solution would be to control movement through the Red Sea by positioning forces to quickly counter Houthi Iranian air attacks. McGinnis says a U.S. ground assault into Yemen would be like going back into Afghanistan, which must be avoided. Earnings reporting season for big U.S. companies underway. Stocks are now mixed. The Dow is down 135 points, but the NASDAQ is up 9. This is SRN News. Most moms and dads want to know what their kids are doing at the school library.
According to a new poll, over half of the parents want notice of the books that their children are checking out. And 60% say school libraries should restrict kids' access to certain books based on their age or parental permission. But American Family Association President Tim Wildman says, quote, the problem is that the teachers' unions and the American Library Association don't care one iota about what parents think or want for their own children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians in India are bracing for more persecution ahead of national elections. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has opened a controversial Hindu temple built on the ruins of a historic mosque. It happened in the city of Ayodhya. Since he came to power in 2014, persecutions of Christians have soared. This is SRN News. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban has invited his Swedish counterpart to Budapest for what he calls negotiations on Swedish NATO membership. BBC correspondent Orla Guerin reports the announcement follows reports that the Turkish parliament could vote on Swedish membership at any time.
If the Turkish parliament gives its approval, as expected, this will be a landmark vote for Sweden and for NATO, and a considerable victory for the Turkish leader. He demanded and got a crackdown by Sweden on groups on its soil, including Kurdish militants, that Ankara regards as terrorists. Hungary will be the last holdout to expanding NATO, a lonely position it may not want to occupy for long.
Hungary says it doesn't want to be the last country to approve Sweden joining the alliance. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.